This episode is brought to you by AppWork. Much more than maintenance, AppWork is advanced business intelligence. You can streamline your maintenance workflows and keep an eye on the leaderboard as service team members enjoy the gamification of maintenance. If that sounds interesting, visit appworkco.com. That's appworkco.com and transform your productivity today. Or directly or indirectly, we've all said it at some point in time that this industry has historically been behind the eight ball, been behind the curve as it relates to creating and adopting technology that would advance the efforts and enhance the value of assets, asset values. So sometimes being a laggard is not a bad thing. Let's sort of frame this in this context. There are areas on the African continent that have historically not been easy to get to. There are no roads, not roads as we know them in America. There are no roads to get to these particular areas in Africa. So goods and services and other things aren't easy to get from one place to another to give goods and services and enhance the value of someone's life in those areas. But today, technology has advanced such that drones can actually take in goods or potentially parts of services and set them in these particular areas without having to build out a very expensive road infrastructure to get goods and services to come in and out of an area, making lots of things accessible to individuals that otherwise wouldn't be accessible. But because they lagged in that effort to get an infrastructure put in place, technology caught up such that now you can get those same goods and services or a lot of those goods and services without having to put that infrastructure in. I think that same principle or that same idea happens or is happening in the multifamily space. You have all these technologies that have been created over the last 10 to 15 years plus minus, and the industry has been slow about adopting many of them. Now, we could call that because of fragmentation, or we can say that is because of legacy PMS systems and other impediments that make it difficult to get technology into the space, or the life cycle of an investment, right? If you're not holding an asset for very long, it doesn't make sense to put different things in place, so on and so forth. But I think that technology has advanced such that it is nimble enough in nature, it is overarching and governing enough that you can put things in place that'll live on, that'll carry on through different life cycles of an investment, right? So if you own the property for 3 years and you sell it to the next, the technology can live on that governs that particular asset, that collects data and uses that data to make informed decisions about that particular asset. So I think lagging in the adoption of technology over the last 10 to 15 years in the multifamily space, while it has been frustrating, and I've been one of those people that have really railed against that for the various reasons that I cited early on in this video, that's not necessarily a bad thing. There are things that have come along now, and there is a lot of consolidation that is going to happen in the next 18 months, plus minus. Those people who have not adopted technology up to this point are going to be able to adopt technologies that attack real problems, that create real value without having to have gone through the headache of adopting some things that weren't fully baked and then had to get rid of to get something else in new. So count your lucky stars, so to speak. You, in my estimation, you individuals, you ownership groups, you asset management type teams, you operators who have not put things in place for whatever reason, can now do that without the heartburn of having to do something, then undo it. The next 18 months are going to be amazing. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon. And I want to give one more hat tip to AppWork for sponsoring today's episode. Imagine carrying a digital make-ready board in your pocket with work order tracking and maintenance technician leaderboards designed to gamify the process and bring out your team's competitive best. As a reminder, if that sounds interesting, you can go to appworkco.com. That's appworkco.com today to learn more.